It's time again for Health Talk on KFAR Radio. 30 minutes of healthy conversation about practical ways to improve your quality of life. Now, from the all-new White Spruce Medical, here's your host, Dr. Scott Looper.
Good afternoon, Fairbanks, and welcome to Health Talk. My name is Haley Fields, and I'm your host today as we talk about health, how to get it, and how to keep it. With me today is Dr. Scott Looper. Dr. Looper is a naturopathic doctor here in Fairbanks, and today we are talking about how to get healthy. Hi, Dr. Looper. How are you?
Hello, Haley. I'm also have some claim to fame of being the former host of Health Talk.
Yes, our former host. Now you get to relax.
There you go.
I
know, this is much
better.
Yeah, life is good. Life is good for sure.
Good.
So, it's an interesting day today. The snow came down a few inches. We went sledding yesterday and had a fabulous time.
Nice. I love the snow. Contrary to popular, you know, belief, driving around in snow is just so fun. You feel like you're on the old Oregon Trail and you whip around corners. I mean, like, in a controlled way. I'm not recklessly driving out here, but I do really enjoy driving in the snow.
I love to slide. Sliding is one of those small joys in life.
Yep, and skiing is great out there. We got a few more inches, so it's time to enjoy all the winter activities.
Yeah. But be safe.
Everybody be safe and drive safe.
Yeah.
So we've been talking on the show about living well, and we've covered a lot of interesting topics so far, but one thing we haven't covered yet, which I think is super important given that it's the number one cause of death, not only in the United States, but across the world, is heart disease.
You know, that's a good point you make. We've been talking, what's this, like our sixth, seventh show, something like
I
that?
I think this might be our 10th.
Is it?
Yeah, it's going by.
Holy moly. And we haven't even talked about the number one killer. You know, we should remedy that and actually talk about that today. Let's talk about heart disease and stroke.
Okay.
So let me start off by saying this one's a kind of a no-brainer. We already know what the dealio here is. It's that cholesterol is bad.
Well, I mean, that's kind of what I've heard all my entire life, but there are so many types of cholesterol.
Yeah, so it's not such a simple story. It's not like cholesterol is bad in total because there's good cholesterol and there's bad cholesterol and there's this pattern between them. But before we go into this whole cholesterol thing, I do want to share some interesting facts with you.
Please.
So let's do fact number one. Let me read these. So after the age of 70, the higher your cholesterol is, the longer you live. Interesting.
Very.
The higher your cholesterol is, the longer, the chances are you'll live longer.
Why is that?
Well, I think it's because cholesterol is useful. It does stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it also takes a fair amount of energy to be able to make it.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be manufactured in our body. We do absorb some from our diet, but only about 10% of the cholesterol in our body is from our diet. 90% is from us, and we make it. We go out of our way to manufacture it. And it turns out to be the backbone of hormones. Not every hormone, but all the steroid hormones, cholesterol, I mean, estrogen and testosterone and progesterone and all these kind of normal hormones, they're all made from cholesterol.
Oh.
Cholesterol is also super important for our brain function, and it's used for lots and lots of stuff, including repairing damage to the lining of our arteries. So cholesterol, even though it's an element in the plaques that constitute atherosclerosis, that's when you get these plaques that line your blood vessels, these little greasy little patches.
Mm-hmm.
And the greasy patches generate, not always and not every time, but eventually, they generate these blood clots. And the blood clots bust loose. And if they land in your brain, you get a stroke. And if they land in your heart, then you get a heart attack. And so these are a real drag. And cholesterol is the basis of the formation of these clots. The little bits of cholesterol break off of these plaques and form this area that tends to generate these clots. So I can see why cholesterol's got a bad rap. You get people with high cholesterol and lots of plaques, and they tend to be the ones that die of a heart attack and stroke. Now, notice when I said people over the age of 70. Now, people under the age of 70, the higher your cholesterol is, more likely you are of having a heart attack. But once you get past the age of 70, then the mass changes. Because the heart attack people, well, they're kind of out of the equation. They've already left the stage, so to speak, right? And now we've just got the survivors that are left.
Sure.
And out of the survivors, the higher your cholesterol is, the healthier you are, longer you live.
Interesting.
If you're one of the ones who can die of a heart attack, yeah, you'd be dead.
Yeah, already. It'd already get you.
Now, I'm not saying you can't get a heart attack at any age, but chances go down.
Sure.
There's that time, between the age of, 45 and 75 when the chance of heart attacks really at their highest. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's another interesting fact. This one's really weird. The chances of surviving a heart attack go up if your cholesterol is higher. Now that doesn't make any sense.
No.
Because you're higher cholesterol, you got a higher chance of getting a heart attack. Now, I'm not talking about getting a heart attack. I'm just saying, let's take 100 people who have heart attacks.
Mm-hmm.
They already had it. They had their heart attack, an hour ago or a day ago. Now we're going to see who survives. Mm-hmm. Not everybody will. Certain percentage of these people are going to survive. Certain percentage of these people are not going to survive. Okay, let's correlate their cholesterol and see what's the likelihood of them surviving based on their cholesterol. Pretty much the higher their cholesterol is, the better chance they have of surviving.
That seems counterintuitive.
It is, in fact. And yet it is a fact. These are all facts. It's just right out of the medical literature. Okay?
Interesting.
All right, let's do another one. If you measure death rate from all causes, this is people slipping on skateboards. This is people bungee jumping in the little rubber band breaks. This is people, doing whatever, anything, right? Across the board, all
car
causes,
crashes.
Everything, sure. All kin caboodle. All together, and you measure their cholesterol and what their death rate is from everything. And it turns out that the death rate in general goes down lowest at 222.
At a cholesterol level of 222.
Anything over 200 is considered elevated, and your doctor, if he's worth anything, he's going to sit down and talk to you about how your cholesterol is too high. And we need to bring it down, and they're going to give you medication to bring your cholesterol down or change your diet or get you exercising or, something. They're going to address it in some way to get that cholesterol down. Except for your death rate is at its lowest at 222. What? How's that even possible? Well, it turns out that the higher your cholesterol is, the more chance you have of dying of a heart attack and stroke. Don't let me give you the wrong impression. That is perfectly clear.
Mm-hmm.
The higher your cholesterol is, and we're talking total cholesterol, which is all the good and the bad, everything mixed together. The higher your cholesterol is, the more chance you have of getting a heart attack and stroke. But the lower your cholesterol is, the more chance you have of dying of other stuff, like infections and accidents and suicide and other things. So it's wonder you think, what's cholesterol got to do with suicide? How are those things connected in any way whatsoever?
Well, you mentioned that it was like a backbone to estrogen, testosterone.
Yeah. Yes. And if your hormones are screwed up, well, you're not going to feel too good about
it.
You may decide, I just want to cash the chips in, right?
Sure.
Here's the other thing, too, that's interesting. Cholesterol is super, super important for brain function. Cholesterol is incorporated into cell membranes. And cell membranes keep the stuff inside the cell on the inside and the stuff outside the cell on the outside so that the cell can do its job.
Okay.
And so in order to accomplish this, there's this membrane. This is phospholipid, biphospholipid membrane. Anyways, fancy words. there's this thing that keeps the stuff on the inside and stuff on the outside. But it's floppy.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't hold very still. It's kind of wibbly wobbly.
But the more cholesterol you have,
more stiff
the
it is.
Stronger it gets.
Yeah. It becomes stiffer. It becomes more functional. So if your cholesterol levels get too low or too high, your brain function changes. Because your brain function, like the rest of your body, is particularly sensitive to membrane function and membrane stability. You think about the neurons are the skinniest little cells you ever saw. There's these really, really thin little cells with these really little thin little branches that go on forever. It could go on along as, you know, like 3 or 4 feet. Mm-hmm. One skinny, teeny little cell with almost nothing on the inside that's made up almost only of this membrane, that's the way neurons are. They're designed like that. So the stiffness of a neuron is very, very important to the function of the neuron. So if that neuron isn't functioning well because the cholesterol is not there enough, then you're going to be a sad, uncoordinated dolt.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Things aren't going to be communicating.
Yeah, yeah. And you're just not going to function well. And so you're going along and slip and fall and crack your head, and now you're a goner because your cholesterol is too low.
Oh.
So, you know, we see this in people, and one of the things I look for is balance. I don't want cholesterol too high. I don't want it too low. I want it in the right zone, and that's really when you get down to it. Let me just get you're going to say at the end of the show, well, what do you do? How do you keep your cholesterol in balance? Forget the cholesterol. How do you lower your risk of heart attack and stroke? You already know the answer.
Is it... eat right and exercise.
Yes, it is. That's exactly what it is. Eat right and exercise. But the mechanism is really interesting, how this all works.
Absolutely.
So you mentioned something about cholesterol, having different types of cholesterol, and you were exactly right. There are different kinds of cholesterol. Some are more prone to having, if they go high, you get more chance of having a heart attack and stroke. Some are less. They actually decrease your chance of heart attack and stroke. You give me that look.
I'm giving you the look that it's a break time. So hold that. I'm very interested to hear, but
okay,
we're going to take
back.
A break.
All right. Sounds good.
Don't give up. Good health is possible. We'll be back with more health talk.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's websites and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah. It sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
White Spruce Medical, solving problems for over 30 years.
I'm Dr. Scott Looper. I enjoy solving health problems. Problems like irritable bowel syndrome, autoimmune disease, diabetes, insomnia, and high blood pressure. I use lab testing and experience to find the problem and fix it at its source.
White Spruce Medical, located in downtown Fairbanks in the Key Bank Building at 100 Cushman Street. We bill insurance.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., and Explore Fairbanks at 1:30. All 3 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now, more health talk on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com. Here's your host.
Welcome back. I'm Haley Fields, and
our host, yes.
Haley Fields, the host, director of White Spruce Medical with Dr. Scott Looper.
Thank you, Haley. Let's jump right back into it. We left off, we were talking about cholesterol and how cholesterol isn't necessarily the culprit we think it is, because in certain situations, it's a lifesaver. Mm-hmm. It's necessary for the creation of hormones. Mm-hmm. It's necessary for the normal functioning of our brain. Mm-hmm. It's necessary for the normal functioning of our immune system. We didn't even go into that one. It turns out to be a super important thing. And no wonder our body goes out of its way to make it.
Right.
90% of the cholesterol in our body is literally manufactured by our body. Now, the cholesterol, let's get down to the nitty-gritty on this cholesterol thing. Here's where cholesterol goes bad. It forms these plaques that line arteries, and these plaques break down. They generate blood clots. The clots grow and grow and grow, break off, and then fling down the stream, and then they jam in someplace. If they jam in your brain, you get a stroke. If they jam in your the little blood vessels around your heart, you get a heart attack.
So my question would be, how can you prevent the plaques?
Yeah, so let's talk about what plaques are and how they get created to begin with, and then you can see how to intervene on them. So what happens to generate a plaque formation is there has to be some sort of damage to the lining of your artery. So your body absorbs a bunch of stuff from your digestive system into your blood. That blood goes to your liver for processing, but your liver is not a perfect wall. Stuff can leak through. Stuff just through random chance won't be picked up by one of the cells that are designed to pick up the bad crap, which is it's coming out of your digestive system. So crap is the correct word. So the bad crap gets into the regular bloodstream from time to time. And when it does so, it's toxic, it's irritating, it's damaging. And so what it does is it gloms onto a little piece of the lining of your artery and it breaks it. Mm. It literally just breaks down. Cells come off. They get pried up, and the stuff that's underneath the cells gets exposed. Now, once your blood gets exposed to the outsides of the artery, it's not exactly the outside, because the only part your blood should ever touch is a thing called the intima, the tunica intima, which is a layer of epithelial cells that lines the blood vessels, and it's a non-clotting agent. Your blood won't ever clot when it's touching this stuff. It's designed that way. But when that breaks and blood starts leaking out, yeah, leak is the operative word here. Woo, we got to stop that leak. So your blood is designed to clot when it touches the stuff outside that intima, the endothelial lining.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes sense.
Like when you get a paper cut?
Yeah, you get a paper cut. Yeah. It's supposed to clot, right?
Yeah.
So anyways, it's designed to clot. So you get a breakdown in that intima lining, and now you got this potential to getting a clot. So the body knows this, knows it's not a good situation. So what it does is it sends in these repair cells. They're called foam cells, and they're the version of a macrophage, which is an immune cell. And it goes in there, and it lines that little tear or the little hunk that's broken off. And they're called foam cells because they collect cholesterol in these little globules. And so they line the damaged area with these foam cells as a way of protecting the blood from touching outside of the blood vessel. And they'll settle in. And then eventually fibroblasts, will go in and lay down connective tissue and kind of knit this scab or this, in this point, it's more of a scar all together. Mm-hmm. So it all works well. And there's a fair amount of cholesterol that gets accumulated in these things. Now, the dealio with cholesterol is sticky. It's got a sharp edge to it. It's kind of like a pointy edge. And so it is zipping along in the bloodstream, and that cholesterol, the sharp edge can hit the little patch and go flunk, and then a lodge right there. Now, your body's got the ability to pick it up and move it around and get these things to go other places. But if the cholesterol is running hot and heavy, super thick, particularly the stickier kind of cholesterol, the LDL cholesterol, then these plaques tend to grow.
Hmm.
And they get thick and they spread. And the bigger they are, the more cholesterol they'll pick up. And now you've got this cholesterol patch.
Mm-hmm.
And all this was microscopic before. And now at this point, we're not microscopic anymore because the cholesterol keeps accumulating in these things. So this is the reason why if you've got high cholesterol, you're much more prone to make these greasy plaques. And particularly if you got a lot of inflammation, the greasy plaques themselves will break down. And hunks and chunks will break off them. And those inner hunks and chunks, again, the body gets sensitive to those inside bits and tends to generate these blood clots.
Is there a specific type of cholesterol that increases the plaques?
Yeah. The answer, yes. The answer is yes. The LDL cholesterol.
LDL.
That's
okay.
What's doing it. Now, the VLDL cholesterol can actually be picked up by cells, cleaned out of these things. They can get remodeled. And you can actually decrease your plaques, the thickness of plaques and the volume of plaques, by giving your cells long enough time to go in and clean the cholesterol out of them, kind of tidying them all up. But that's a slow process. So if you're packing in cholesterol hot and heavy, there's no way your body can keep up with it. And the plaques, atherosclerotic plaques, just get bigger and bigger and bigger, and eventually goes bad. This is the reason why heart attacks are so common.
Mm.
The reason why it's the number one cause of death, because this whole process is, you know, it happens in everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the more plaques you have, the more chance you have of a plaque going bad. If you have one plaque in your entire body, chances are your body's going to keep up on it, keep a trim, it's going to run just fine. You got, you know, 10,000 plaques in your body, there's no way your body's going to be able to upkeep all of those plaques. It just ain't going to happen. One of them's going to go bad and bing, now you're a heart attack and stroke victim. Okay, so things that you can do to decrease the amount of plaque formation begin with is to not break the lining of your blood vessels to begin with. So we started our show, the whole series of show, talking about digestive health.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now we're back on digestive health.
Oh, here we are.
We don't want the crap to come into the bloodstream to begin with. Let's keep the crap inside the tube, mm-hmm. not let it get inside the blood vessels. So if you have a healthy digestive system, everything's running real well, and the amount of leakiness is minimal, chances you get in a heart attack and stroke is much, much less. Now, it's complicated. Here's the thing. Anytime I tell you anything, it's an oversimplification. It has to be. There's not enough words in the English language to tell you everything that's going on.
And or enough time on the radio.
It just ain't going to happen.
No.
So I got to simplify things a bit in order to even have this conversation. So I'm leaving out some details. But the big picture is plaques lead to heart attack and stroke. So if we can manage the plaque formation, we can manage the heart attack and stroke formation. So lowering cholesterol is one of the ways to do it, but it comes at a cost. You lower your cholesterol, and now your cholesterol is too low, and other things break down.
You're more susceptible to accidents.
Yeah. Forget, leave the cholesterol alone. Just let the cholesterol be what it is. Get the rest of the system healthy, and then it'll all work hunky-dory.
It'll all even out.
Yeah.
For those of you just joining our show, I'm Haley Fields, your host of Health Talk, and I'm here with Dr. Looper today.
Haley, I'm so glad you just did that, because I go on and on and on, assuming everybody's been with us from the beginning. People just got in their car. Who are they? What are they talking about? Yeah. So here's the thing about these plaques is if they break, if hunks and chunks fling off on them, then they're much, much, much more likely to come undone and generate a clot. In fact, let me just say it even more simply. In order for a clot to be formed, these got to break. So you can measure the chances of these plaques breaking. Turns out there's a thing, it's called LPPLA. It's a substance inside these plaques that can be measured with a blood test.
Oh.
And you can figure out what your chances of the plaques breaking up is. There's actually like a percentage thing you can generate. So I run this test. And people who have high cholesterol and I'm worried about getting a heart attack or stroke, I'll measure this number. If the number is high, boy, we move heaven and earth to make sure they don't get a heart attack. But if the number is low, now I don't worry so much. I still want things to go in the right direction, but the chances are less. They've dropped by half or maybe three quarters, depending on what the LPPLA test shows us. So again, we can measure the likelihood that these plaques will break. It's called friability. Friable means flyable, means hunks and chunks
yeah.
are fling and flying.
Mm-hmm.
So we can measure the friability of the plaques by measuring this test. And then you can glue the plaques together. you can actually get them to hold together better. Now, if you just give the body time, it'll work on it its own. It'll do the maintenance on these things and keep them in better trim. So having lower cholesterol actually does help. Don't get the wrong impression. I'm not saying high cholesterol is our way to happiness and glory. I'm not saying that at all. If you are a person who's more prone to breaking the lining of your artery, this is another way of saying that. If you're a person who's prone to inflammation, that's how you measure it, inflammation, then you are at risk for heart attack and stroke. So there's another test we can use to measure how much inflammation is going on in your body. We run it all the time. It's called C-reactive protein. The version we run was actually designed to measure people's chances of heart attack and stroke. The high sensitivity C-reactive protein.
Okay.
And I just use it for other kinds of inflammation as well, but it's really designed to measure the heart attack version. So if somebody's got a high C-reactive protein and high cholesterol, holy moly, those people are the ones that get me to lean in real hard.
Right.
And just say, look, not on my watch.
Not today. Not with Dr.
We're not
Looper.
Doing this. No. We're not going to allow this to happen. And so I'll do everything possible to get them to get the cholesterol to come down, particularly the bad cholesterol. The good cholesterol go up and get the inflammation to come down. Now, there's one simple thing. It's super cheap. And it's super easy to do that'll decrease the chances of these plaques coming undone.
Other than eat right and exercise?
Yeah, other than eat well, no, it kind of fits in eat right and exercise. It's vitamin C.
Oh.
Vitamin C will glue things together. Vitamin C functions as glue. Now, everybody thinks vitamin C is an antioxidant, and it is. But it's not. I mean, its antioxidant qualities are like, meh, they're okay. There's better antioxidant out there. But its ability to glue things together, like Elmer's glue, literally to get them to stick, is one of the best in the body. It's this fabulous stuff for gluing things together. And I don't think I'm going to have time to tell you all the reasons why. Actually, I can't help it. And I have to mention why
really,
vitamin C
really
this way.
Quick now.
So vitamin C is almost sugar. If you look at glucose and you do one teeny little change, you add this little teeny wing off to one side of glucose, it turns from glucose to vitamin C. It's a teeny little change to make, and yet it changes it profoundly. But sugar, you know, like if you had a bottle of sugar, Karo syrup, right?
Right.
And you pour it, it's thick and sticky. You put it on the table, and it's like, it's all sticky.
And
so is vitamin C.
What it does in your
body.
A
bottle of vitamin C, you can't tell it apart from corn syrup. They look exactly the same. They pour the same. They leave the same sticky mess on the table. Exactly the same. So that's one of the reasons why it's such a good glue, because it's sticky, not just in a pour it on the table way, but in a molecular way. So if somebody comes up low of vitamin C, what happens to them? Well, we talked about this before. They come unglued. Their bits come unglued. Their teeth fall out. You grab their teeth and you pull, and it can pull them right out.
They don't have any glue in their body.
There's no glue in their body.
Yep.
And their old scars open up, and their organs, if they get hurt, they kind of come undone. And there's a name for all of this. It's called scurvy. They get scurvy. So scurvy is bad for your heart.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure that everything stays glued together. So vitamin C is one of those things to help.
We're
almost out of time.
I don't know if we'll have enough time to finish up on this episode.
You know what? Let's just pick it up again on the next episode.
Okay. Sounds wonderful. Thank you again so much. Every conversation, super interesting. I learned so much. Appreciate you, Fairbanks, for listening with us. And Dr. Looper, how can they schedule if they're interested in doing that?
So if you're interested in seeing me, then you need to call the clinic and talk to you.
Haley, I will help you schedule. Yes.
And the number is 452-3600.
Wonderful. Well, thank you again, Fairbanks. Stay tuned for KFAR. Stay tuned to KFAR for Craig Campo's Outdoor Show next. This has been Health Talk, and I'm your host, Haley Fields, Clinic Director of White Spruce Medical, located downtown in the Key Bank Building. Thank you again for joining us. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay in touch.
You've been listening to Health Talk on KFAR Radio, brought to you by White Spruce Medical in the Steese Medical Center. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to kfarradio.com and go to the archives page for more Health Talk.
Local stories, local programs, local news, local talk radio.
We are KFAR.